Day 4. Any trial can be an occasion for joy. Scripture, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, John chapter 16, verse 33, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It's easy to fall into the false expectation that as followers of Christ, we are going to be free of pain, grief, opposition, and confusion. When God allows trials to come into our lives, we question His wisdom and assume He's making mistakes or ignoring our plights. But trials and adversity are inevitable parts of life. The Lord uses these experiences to deepen our faith and strengthen our reliance on Him. Some of our greatest long-term blessings are the fruit of our short-term trials. Knowing this helps us make better sense of James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. James, an early church leader, understood the weight of adversity. In his brief letter, he makes many interesting statements that effectively confront our short-sighted expectations. When it comes to our trials, James advises us to consider them occasions for joy. I wonder how many people have laughed at or even bristled against James' teaching when they first read his counsel. But James wasn't trying to negate the emotional experiences trials bring. Instead, he wanted us to see beyond the momentary pain of our trials into the glorious and beneficial outcome the Lord has in store for those who trust Him. When James spoke of trials, he didn't speak as someone who was unfamiliar with them. He knew what genuine trials were, and he understood that trials don't need to dictate emotions. When viewed through the benevolent and sovereign eyes of the Lord, our trials can be seen as occasions for joy. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is dependent on circumstances, while joy is not. True joy is an abiding confidence in Jesus and the assurance that He is truly working all circumstances together for our good. Is your life marked by the joy of the Lord? What are you preaching to your heart as you endure your present pain? Do you believe the Lord is working all things together for your good? It's time to tell yourself that real joy is anchored in the nature of God, not in the transient nature of your circumstances. Though my momentary pain may be excruciating, any trial I encounter today can be an occasion for joy.